This chapter was taken from the Body Image Workbook, Second Edition, An 8-Step Program for Learning to Like Your Looks by Thomas F. Cash, PhD. Step 1. Discovering Your Personal Body Image. Your journey towards body image change and acceptance begins with self-understanding. As conveyed by the adage, know thyself, you must first seek specific knowledge about your own personal body image. However, because we often obtain insight about ourselves by trying to understand others, let's first consider the experiences of three people, Emily, Andrew, and Caitlin, who are all having body image problems. Three people with a negative body image. Emily is a 19-year-old college student, bright, energetic, and sociable, whom most people would describe as nice-looking. Her weight and height are average, and she has pretty blue eyes and a contagious smile. But this is not how Emily sees herself. She complains, "My big butt and fat thighs totally mess up my looks." She's preoccupied with her weight. She admits liking the color and style of her strawberry blonde hair, and she describes her upper body shape as okay, I guess. But she has no particular feelings about most other areas of her body. Whenever Emily goes to the gym or meets someone new, especially guys on campus, at work, or at social events, she's hit by a wave of self-consciousness and feels as if her body is under a microscope. Another upsetting situation occurs whenever she weighs herself and sees that she's a few pounds heavier than she'd like to be. She gets especially bothered about her body whenever she wears any snug clothing, for example, a bathing suit at the pool or spandex workout shorts at the gym. In these situations, a familiar pattern of thoughts runs through Emily's mind. I'm the fattest person here. I look like a blimp. I wish I could disappear. I hate feeling this way. She rarely has pleasant thoughts about her looks, unless a girlfriend compliments an outfit she's wearing. But even compliments readily lead to self-critical thoughts, such as, the outfit would look a lot better if my butt didn't stick out so much. Because of Emily's discomfort about her looks, she sometimes avoids going to parties, especially if she knows there will be new people to meet at the event. She also avoids going to the beach or pool. When attending aerobics class, Emily sneaks into the back of the room after the class has begun. To lose weight, she always is trying out a new fad diet. Her former boyfriend thought she looked fine, but her insane obsession with her looks made no sense to him, and he became exasperated with her. Andrew is a 40-year-old divorced stockbroker. He's slender, has a nicely trimmed beard, and is quite the dresser. He deplores his receding hairline and thinning hair. He's also dissatisfied with his muscularity, believing that his lack of bulging muscles makes him look like a loser. He feels cheated in the looks department. Once his thoughts zoom in on his appearance, as they often do, Andrew becomes irritable and despondent for the rest of the day. He's convinced that no woman will ever find him attractive enough to date. But sometimes, if someone does seem interested in him, he wonders what's wrong with her. Several situations predictably provoke Andrew's body image distress. When he's hanging out with guys he thinks are good-looking or who have lots of hair or well-defined muscles, Andrew compares his looks with theirs and he becomes filled with bitterness. Before going to work, he scrutinizes himself in the mirror, inspects his balding head, and examines his flexed muscles from every angle. Andrew's thoughts about his appearance are angry and self-disparaging. I look like a damned wimp. It's totally unfair, he thinks. I look worse every day. The more hair I lose, the dumber I look. So how does Andrew cope? To escape feeling too skinny, he avoids hanging out with well-built men as much as he can. From time to time, he lifts weights at home. The gym is too intimidating. But even he is impatient for noticeable changes, so he quickly gives up working out. He wears baseball caps, even indoors, to hide his hair loss. He's tried plenty of hair growth regimens, but they didn't work for him. Rather than asking a woman for a date and risking rejection, he goes to the movies and parties alone, if at all. Caitlin is 31 years old and has been married to Patrick for 10 years. They have two children, and Caitlin also teaches high school English. About 3 years ago, Caitlin was involved in a near-fatal automobile accident that left her face severely lacerated and burned. Despite the improvements that she obtained from plastic surgery, her face remains visibly scarred, mostly on her chin, right cheek, and forehead. These physical changes have scarred her body image as well. She is preoccupied with how she looks to others and what she believes they must be thinking about her. She is extremely aware of stranger stares and is seldom willing to be in public places with her kids, fearing that they will be uncomfortable being seen with her. Sometimes when she's teaching, if she notices students whispering or giggling, she wonders if they are making fun of her looks. Before leaving the house, she always applies a thick coat of cosmetic concealer. In social situations, she tries to stand to the left of people so they cannot see the right side of her face. Patrick worries about her difficulties with looking different and about the fact that even though she is physically capable of smiling, she almost never smiles anymore. She fantasizes that another cosmetic surgery will make her look normal again. Sometimes, Caitlin looks at photos of herself taken before the accident and cries, "I'll never be me again," she sobs. Self-discovery with the body image self-tests. Each person's body image is as unique as a fingerprint. Emily, Andrew, and Caitlin all have negative body images, but if you look more closely, you'll see the experience is unique to each person. They dislike different physical features, are distressed by different triggering events, have different thoughts and emotions, and handle their problems differently. What these three people do have in common is that, like you, they are tired of struggling with their negative body images. Now it's time to discover more about your own unique body image, both your strengths and your vulnerabilities. On the following pages, you'll find a series of self-tests that probe your personal body image experience in detail. When you complete them, each scientifically developed test will provide you with a fine-tuned, informative summary of certain crucial facets of your body image. After you've taken all six tests, I'll show you exactly how to score them. Don't worry, you don't have to be a math genius to do this. Then, once you've computed your scores, I'll guide you in their interpretation. As I continue to read this chapter, please feel free to complete the tests as you see fit, even if it means pausing the recording for some time. The Body Image Evaluation Test. On this first self-test, you will discover your evaluative body image. This refers to how you feel about your appearance in general, as well as about particular physical characteristics or features. Put a check mark in the column that expresses how dissatisfied or satisfied you are with each characteristic listed. The columns are titled Physical Characteristics, Very Dissatisfied, Mostly Dissatisfied, Mostly Satisfied, and Very Satisfied. Number 1, overall appearance. Number 2, face, such as facial features and complexion. Number 3, hair, color, thickness, texture. Number 4, lower torso, buttocks, hips, thighs, and legs. Number 5, mid-torso, waist and stomach. Number 6, upper torso, chest or breasts, shoulders, arms. Number 7, muscle tone. Number 8, weight. Number 9, height. Number 10, any other physical characteristic that you dislike. And there is a line to fill that in. The body image thoughts test. In the course of day-to-day life, thoughts about your appearance may run through your mind. This self-test lists some of these thoughts. Simply read each thought and decide how often, if at all, it has occurred to you in your daily life during the past month. For each thought, place a check mark in the column that indicates how often the thought has occurred. In making this decision, don't take any listed thought too literally. Your own thoughts might be similar in content, but consist of very different words. For example, you may not have thought the identical thought, "I am unattractive," but you may have the equivalent thoughts like, "I'm ugly," or "I look awful." The columns read, body image thoughts, rarely or never, once every several days, daily or almost daily. Number 1, why can't I ever look good? Number 2, my life is lousy because of how I look. Number 3, my looks make me a nobody. Number 4, they, other people, look better than I do. Number 5, it's just not fair that I look the way that I do. Number 6, with my looks, nobody is ever going to love me. Number 7, I wish I were better looking. Number 8, I wish I looked like someone else. Number 9, They, other people, won't like me because of how I look. Number 10, something about my looks has to change. Number 11, how I look is ruining everything for me. Number 12, they, other people, are noticing what's wrong with my looks. Number 13, they, other people, are thinking I'm unattractive. Number 14, my clothes don't look good on me. Number 15, I wish they, other people, wouldn't look at me. Number 16, I can't stand my appearance anymore. Number 17, they, other people, are judging me because of what I look like. Number 18, there's nothing I can do to look good. Number 19, I can't do that, something you're invited to or expected to do, because of my looks. Lastly, number 20, I've got to look just right to do that, something you're invited to do or expected to do. The body image distress test. Negative body image emotions such as anxiety, disgust, despondency, anger, frustration, envy, shame, or self-consciousness crop up in different situations for different people. In the next self-test, you are asked to think about occasions when you've been in each of 20 situations. Place a check mark in the column to indicate how often you've had negative emotions about your appearance in each situation. Of course, there may be some listed situations that you haven't encountered or some that you have avoided. If so, simply indicate how often you probably would have had distressing emotions if you had been in those situations. The column titles read, Body Image Situations, Rarely or Never, Once Every Several Days, or Daily or Almost Daily. Number 1, at social gatherings where I know few people. Number 2, when I look at myself in the mirror. Number 3, when people see me before I've fixed up. Number 4, when I am with attractive people of my own sex. Number 5, when I'm with attractive people of the opposite sex. Number 6, when someone looks at parts of my appearance that I dislike. Number 7, when I look at my nude body in the mirror. Number 8, when I am trying on new clothes at the store. Number 9, after I have eaten a full meal. Number 10, when I see attractive people on television or in magazines. Number 11, when I get on a scale to weigh myself. Number 12, when anticipating or having sexual relations. Number 13, when I'm already in a bad mood about something else. Number 14, when the topic of conversation pertains to physical appearance. Number 15, when someone comments unfavorably on my appearance. Number 16, when I see myself in a photograph or videotape. Number 17, when I think about what I wish I looked like. Number 18, when I think about how I may look in the future. Number 19, when I am with a certain person. Number 20, during certain recreational activities. The appearance important test. People have various beliefs and experiences about the meaning and importance of their physical appearance. Some of these beliefs are reflected in the statements in the next self-test. Read each statement and decide whether it personally, mostly true, or mostly false for you. Record your answers with a check mark in the appropriate column beside each statement. The column titles read, Experiences and Beliefs About Your Appearance, Mostly True, Mostly False. Number 1. When I see good-looking people, I wonder about how my own looks measure up. Number 2. When something makes me feel good or bad about my looks, I tend to dwell on it. Number 3. If I like how I look on a given day, it's easy to feel happy about other things. Number 4. When I meet people for the first time, I wonder what they think about how I look. Number 5. In my everyday life, lots of things happen that make me think about what I look like. Number 6. If I dislike how I look on a given day, it's hard to feel happy about other things. Number 7. I fantasize about what it would be like to be a better looking person than I am. Number 8. By controlling my appearance, I can control many of the social and emotional events in my life. Number 9. My appearance is responsible for much of what's happened to me in my life. Number 10. I often compare my appearance to that of other people I see. Number 11. If somebody had a negative reaction to what I look like, it would bother me. Number 12. My physical appearance has a big influence on my life. The body image coping test. In the course of everyday life, there are situations and events that can negatively affect our body image. These situations and events are called body image threats or challenges because they threaten or challenge our ability to feel okay about how we look. Listed below are some of the ways that people may try to cope with body image threats or challenges. For each item, think about how much it characterizes how you usually cope or probably would cope with an event or situation that poses a threat or challenge to your feelings about your body image. Indicate with a check mark whether each coping reaction is or is not characteristic of you. It doesn't matter how helpful or unhelpful your ways of coping are. Don't answer based on how you wish you reacted. Just be truthful. The columns read coping reactions, mostly is like me, mostly is not like me. Number one, I spend extra time trying to fix what I don't like about my looks. Two, I think about how I could cover up what's troublesome about my looks. Three, I do many things to try to look more attractive. Four, I spend a lot of time in front of the mirror. Five, I think about what I should do to change my looks. Six, I fantasize about looking different. Seven, I seek reassurance about my looks from other people. Eight, I compare my appearance to that of physically attractive people. Nine, I make a lot of special efforts to look my best. 10. I make a special effort to hide or cover up what's troublesome about my looks. 11. I try to tune out my thoughts and feelings. 12. I eat something to help me deal with the situation. 13. I avoid looking at myself in the mirror. 14. I tell myself that I am helpless to do anything about the situation. 15. I withdraw and interact less with others. 16. I make no attempt to cope or deal with the situation. 17. I try to ignore the situation and my feelings. 18. I react by overeating. 19. I consciously do something that might make me feel good about myself as a person. 20. I remind myself of my good qualities. 21. I tell myself that I'm just being irrational about my looks. 22. I tell myself that the situation will pass. 23. I try to figure out why I am challenged or threatened by the situation. 24. I tell myself that I am probably just overreacting to the situation. 25. I remind myself that I'll feel better after a while. 26. I tell myself that there are more important things than what I look like. 27. I tell myself that I probably look better than I think I do. 28. I react by being especially patient with myself. 29. I tell myself that the situation is not that important. The body image quality of life test. People differ in how their body image experiences affect others' aspects of their lives. Body image may have positive effects, negative effects, or no effect at all. The various ways that your own body image might influence your life are listed below. For each item, place a check mark in a column to indicate how your feelings about your appearance affect the aspect of your life. Before answering each item, think carefully about the answer that is most accurate about how your body image usually affects you. The column titles read, aspects of your life, mostly a negative effect, no effect, and mostly a positive effect. 1. My basic feelings about myself, feelings of personal adequacy and self-worth. 2. My feelings about my adequacy as a man or woman, feelings of masculinity or femininity. 3. My interactions with people of my own sex. 4. My interactions with people of the opposite sex. 5. My experiences when I meet new people. 6. My experiences at work or at school. 7. My relationships with friends. 8. My relationship with family members. 9. My day-to-day emotions. 10. My satisfaction with my life in general. 11. My feelings of acceptability as a sexual partner. 12. My enjoyment of my sex life. 13. My ability to control what and how much I eat. 14. My ability to control my weight. 15. My activities for physical exercise. 16. My willingness to do things that might call attention to my appearance. 17. My daily grooming activities, like getting dressed and physically ready for the day. 18. How confident I feel in my everyday life. 19. How happy I feel in my everyday life. Scoring your body image self-tests. After taking the tests, most people say that it was an eye-opening experience. They become more self-aware and have a somewhat greater realization of how their body image influences their emotions and their lives. Of course, putting these experiences under a microscope may be a bit bothersome. So if you want to take a breather before scoring your tests, feel free to do so. Your discomfort will pass and you'll be ready to pick up where you left off. Let's score your self-tests one at a time. Follow my instructions below for each test. Enter each score you obtain in the body image profile below. The body image evaluation test. Here you have indicated the areas or aspects of your appearance that you like or dislike. Count the number of characteristics with which you are very dissatisfied in column 1 and multiply it times 2. Count the number you rated mostly dissatisfied, i.e. your check mark in column 2. Add these two sums to obtain your body image evaluation score. Enter this score from 0 to 20 in your body image profile below. The body image thoughts test. On this test, you revealed how often over the past month you've had various negative thoughts about your looks. To compute your score, first count the number of check marks you placed in the middle column, once every several days. Next, count the thoughts occurring daily or almost daily, check marks in the last column, and multiply the second number times 2. Add the two sums and enter your body image thoughts score 0 to 40 in your body image profile below. The body image distress test. This test focuses on situations and events that lead to body image discomfort or distress. First, add up the check marks you put in the middle column, sometimes. Next, add up all the check marks in the last column, often, and multiply that number by 2. The sum of these two values is your body image distress score, ranging from 0 to 40, and then enter this in your body image profile. The appearance importance test. This test is easy to score. Count how many statements that you marked as mostly true for you and enter this appearance importance score from 0 to 12 in your body image profile. The body image coping test. This test has 3 scores that reflect different coping strategies that people use to handle body image threats and challenges. The first coping strategy is called appearance fixing, and its score is the number of check marks you entered in the first column, mostly is like me, for items 1 through 10. The second score is for coping by experiential avoidance, and that is the number of mostly is like me check marks for items 11 through 18. Finally, count the mostly is like me check marks for items 19 through 29 to get your score for coping by positive rational acceptance. Enter each score in your body image profile. The possible range of scores is 0 to 10 for appearance fixing, 0 to 8 for experiential avoidance, and 0 to 11 for positive rational acceptance. The body image quality of life test. Your final test enables you to understand how your body image affects you and your life. You need to calculate 2 scores. The first one is the negative impact score, which is the number of times from 0 to 19 you checked mostly a negative effect in the first column. The second score, positive impact, is the number of check marks from 0 to 19 in the last, mostly a positive effect column. Enter these 2 different scores in your body image profile. Self-discovery help sheet, your body image profile. The column titles read body image test scores, acceptance zone, risky zone, and problem zone under body image zones. The first row says body image evaluation, blank plus blank equals blank. The acceptance zone reads 0 or 1. The risky zone reads 2, 3, 4, or 5. And the problem zone is 6 to 10, 11 to 15, and 16 to 20. Body image thoughts, blank plus blank equals blank. Acceptance zone reads 0 to 1, 2 to 3, and 4 to 5. The risky zone is 6 to 8, 9 to 11, 12 to 14, or 15 to 17. And the problem zone is 18 to 22, 3 to 29, and 30 to 40. Body image distress. Blank plus blank equals blank. The acceptance zone is 0 to 1, 2 to 3, and 4 to 5. Risky zone is 6 to 8, 9 to 11, 12 to 14, and 15 to 17. And the problem zone is 18 to 22, 23 to 29, and 30 to 40. Appearance importance, blank. Acceptance zone is 0, 1, and 2. The risky zone is 3, 4, 5, 6. Problem zone is 7 to 8, 9 to 10, and 11 to 12. Body image coping. Appearance fixing, blank. Experiential avoidance, blank. And positive rational acceptance, blank. Acceptance zone is 0, 1, 2 for appearance fixing. 0, 1 for experiential avoidance. 11, 10, 9, 8, 7 for positive rational acceptance. Risky zone. 3, 4, 5, and 6 for fixing. 2, 3, 4, and 5 for avoidance. And 6, 5, 4, 3 for rational acceptance. Problem zone. 7, 8, 9, 10 for fixing, 6, 7, 8 for avoidance, and 2, 1, 0 for positive rational acceptance. Body image quality of life. Negative impact blank, positive impact blank. Acceptance zone is 0 and 1 for negative, and 19 and 18 for positive. Risky zone is 2 to 3, 4 to 5, and 6 to 7 for negative. Or 16 to 17, 14 to 15, and 12 to 13 for positive. Problem zone is 8 to 11, 12 to 15, and 16 to 19 for negative, or 8 to 11, 4 to 7, 0 to 3 for positive. Interpretations of your body image tests. You have taken the comprehensive self-tests of body image and in the process have already begun to realize some key things about your own body image. Now let's take your self-discovery to the next level and learn what your test scores really mean. I will guide you in interpreting your test results so that you can determine exactly what you need to change. Three body image zones. On the right side of the body image profile under body image zones, for each score, please circle the value or range that represents your score. This will place each test score on a continuum that will help you understand the meaning of the score in terms of three body image zones: the acceptance zone, the risky zone, and the problem zone. Scores in the acceptance zone reflect a positive, healthy aspect of your body image. There's not much that needs improvement on this facet. Individuals with this body image will have lots of scores in this zone. The main purpose of this workbook is to help you have more scores in the acceptance zone. Scores in the risky zone signal a warning and identify directions for change that this workbook will make possible. Those facets of your body image in this zone cause hassles or difficulties for you sometimes and in some situations. The closer a score is to the acceptance zone, the better, and the closer it is to the problem zone, the more body image difficulties you have. Risky zone scores pinpoint aspects of your body image with definite room for improvement that you will want to work on. Scores in or near the problem zone wave red flags. These aspects of your body image are especially troublesome for you and make important contributions to a negative body image. Problem zone scores highlight key areas to target in your efforts to change and become more accepting of your physical appearance. Now, let's examine each of your test results in detail to understand what your scores can tell you about your body image. You should realize, however, that scores are only numbers and cannot be perfectly precise for specific people. These test results are tools for self-discovery, not pronouncements of absolute truth. I will offer interpretations as food for thought. Ultimately, the most important insights must come from you, so take the time you need to really ponder what I suggest. Does it fit? When discussing your test results, I will ask you how much as I tell you. Body image evaluation. Where does it hurt? People with risky zone and problem zone scores on this test are dissatisfied with many of their physical characteristics. Because you are probably reading this book to overcome a negative body image, don't be surprised if you score in one of these zones. There are at least two possible reasons for such scores. First, you may have several distinct sources for your displeasure. Being overly critical of your looks, you find a number of different physical attributes that you cannot accept as they are. When you look at your body, you look for trouble and are unwilling to find anything that is really okay. Your body is a moving target for your discontent. Second, there's a spillover factor. Not liking your weight, for example, may spill over to any body area, like your lower torso, mid-torso, or muscle tone, that you think betrays your weight. You actually have only one complaint, but it affects your evaluation of several features. Some people may have a low dissatisfaction score on body image evaluation that is more of a problem than the low score actually implies. Often this is occurring because you are content with most of your physical characteristics except for one or two, but feel that the areas of discontent ruin your overall appearance. Did you answer that you were dissatisfied with your overall appearance on item one? If so, are you blaming your entire body for one or two disappointing features? That can create lots of troublesome problems. Whatever your score and whatever imperfections you focus on, eliminating any dissatisfaction is worth the effort. This workbook will help you accept your physical appearance, imperfections and all. How thought-provoking is your body image? When you took the body image thoughts test, you began to read your own mind. The test samples negative thoughts that people may have about their looks. Scores in this problem zone mean that you tend to think the worst about your looks and you think it often. You've probably convinced yourself that these mental self-criticisms are really true. As you mull over aspects of your appearance, you focus on your flaws. You ruminate over what other people think about your looks and probably assume they judge you as disapprovingly as you do yourself. Once caught up in the stream of these thoughts, it's hard for you to ignore them. If you score in the risky zone, you may be milder in your self-critical thoughts, or you may put down your body in a more focused fashion, picking on some single feature. Either way, you are needlessly. Let's consider the other side of the coin. How often do you have positive self-affirming thoughts about your physical appearance? How open is your mind to pleasant, disapproving thoughts about your body? If you have a negative reply to these questions, why is that? Why would you close your mind to self-acceptance? Maybe you're oblivious to your physical assets, so you don't believe there's anything good to think about. Or maybe you push aside any complimentary thoughts with a yes, but, followed by some self-criticism. For example, I look pretty nice with this hairstyle, but I'm still fat. Another reason for a deficit in self-affirming thoughts could be that you've come to believe that only vain, egotistical people think favorably of their looks. If so, then any mental compliment about your appearance may lead to a brief guilt trip, so you dismiss the positive thought with, "I shouldn't be thinking that." Later in this workbook, you'll learn to give yourself permission to acknowledge and enjoy your best features without the guilt. How would it feel if you didn't have self-critical body image thoughts running through your mind? How would it feel to have less frequent self-accepting body image thoughts? Where are your body image landmines? Now let's learn more about the situations and events that trigger your troubles. Your body image distress score reflects how many situations trigger you to becoming bothered or upset about your looks. You might feel anxiety, disgust, despondency, anger, frustration, envy, shame, or self-consciousness. If you have a score in the problem zone, daily life is probably like crossing a minefield, with the potential for negative emotions and experiences to erupt almost everywhere. Scores that are in the risky zone indicate that you have some times and places that intensify your body image displeasure. Even if your distress is triggered by limited circumstances, you don't need the grief and can learn to eliminate it. In this workbook, you'll focus on your most provocative situations, the ones in which you're conditioned to react emotionally, and you will learn to handle these situations differently. You will learn that the situation itself doesn't cause your distress. Rather, the real culprit that upsets you is how you think about and behave in these situations. Importance of your appearance. How much do you bank on your looks? The appearance importance test taps a very important aspect of your body image. It provides you with a measurable index to determine how much you're invested in your physical appearance for defining your identity and determining your self-worth. The more you invest, the more vulnerable you are to the body image troubles and problems in your life. If you score in the risky zone, you believe that your appearance is moderately influential on how you think about yourself or how you believe other people think and feel about you. Scores in the problem zone reveal that you place excessive emphasis on your physical appearance in terms of how you think about yourself in your everyday life. The scientific truth is that the more invested people are in their appearance, the more it preoccupies them in their thoughts, emotions, and behaviors. If you're devoting lots of your hopes, energies, and efforts to being physically attractive or looking different than you do, especially because you believe that this is essential to your self-worth, you actually will feel little self-worth. Do yourself a favor and reread this paragraph and really think about it. Can you see how it applies to you? Several steps in this workbook will focus on helping you gradually de-emphasize your looks and put them in a proper, happier perspective. Your looks are not everything, and you are certainly much more than your looks. How do you cope with feeling ugly? There are three basic ways that people try to handle or cope with threats or challenges to their body image. The body image coping tests provide you your scores for each approach: appearance fixing, experiential avoidance, and positive rational acceptance. Let's try to understand each coping strategy and what your scores mean. Appearance fixing is a common coping strategy that involves mental and behavioral attempts to change something about your looks. When troubled by some offending physical characteristic, you may reflexively try to do something to your appearance to feel more comfortable. You might fuss and fret over the characteristic and try to cover it up to make it look better. For example, if something happens that makes you feel fat, you might put on loose-fitting clothes, start planning your next diet, or begin working out to your excessive video. Another appearance-fixing tactic is called compensation. You try to improve something specific about your looks, such as by getting a new hairstyle or buying new cosmetics or an outfit, so that you make yourself look better in order to feel better. One additional strategy involves seeking reassurance about your looks from other people. When you ask a friend, "Do you think I look fat in this sweater?" you hope to hear, "No, of course not," and have your concern fixed. You can also fix by fantasy, imagining how you will look after weight loss or cosmetic surgery. Later in step 6 of this workbook, you'll see how coping by appearance fixing can become a problematic pattern called appearance preoccupied rituals. You will learn how to overcome this problem. Dealing with body image discomfort by experiential avoidance entails efforts to shut out or evade negative body image emotions. You may say to yourself, "Don't think about this," or "I can't think about this." Perhaps you avoid by distracting yourself from your upsetting experience. You may watch television or eat to take your mind off of it. Often, some people cope with anticipated body image discomfort by completely avoiding the situation that they expect will elicit it. If you expect to feel self-conscious at the beach party or aerobics class, you just refuse to go. Avoidance may provide you with temporary relief, but it perpetuates your body image difficulties. In step 3, you will begin to learn how to accept your feelings instead of avoiding them. In step 6, you will also learn to stop playing out your evasive actions. Unlike the first two strategies for managing negative body image emotions, positive rational acceptance is a healthy approach. As you will see in step 3, discomfort is neither dangerous nor revealing of some awful inner truth about you. It is merely a feeling. You can learn how to be aware of and accept that feeling rather than try to deny it, avoid it, transform it, or allow it to dictate what you do. In steps 3, 4, and 5 of the workbook, you will learn from your feelings and develop a more honest, self-affirming perspective on your body image experiences. How does your body image influence your life? As discussed in the intro, being dissatisfied with something about your physical appearance may be no problem at all, or it may be a very big problem. The difference is determined by the impact or consequences of your body image in your everyday life. Does your body image influence your feelings about yourself, your social interactions, your eating and exercise behaviors, your sexuality, and so on? It is essential for you to understand how your body image experiences affect the quality of your life. This is measured by your two body image quality of life scores. A high negative impact score means that your body image produces numerous disruptive interfering effects on your life. A low positive body image score indicates that your view of your looks seldom gives rise to experiences of pleasure, contentment, joy, or pride. The ultimate goal of the program found in this workbook is to enhance the quality of your life by helping you improve your body image acceptance. Translating your self-discoveries into goals for change. At this point, having taken and interpreted all of the self-tests, your body image should be coming into sharper focus. You should now see patterns, both your strengths and your vulnerabilities, that were not apparent to you before. You may be tempted to chastise yourself. I can't believe my body image is so bad. I'm such a total mess. But I urge you to take a different, more self-accepting viewpoint. Your self-discoveries give you insights into exactly what you need to change. And this insightful knowledge is power. You could not change without it. What do you need? Let's translate your self-discoveries into specific directions for improvement. Take a look at the Needs for Change help sheet that follows this section. Identify and write down two or three important needs for change based on your results from each body image self-test. The help sheet is organized into specific topics so that you can easily translate your self-discoveries into individualized goals for change. If you go back and look at your answers to specific items on each test, you will see some of these directions for change. You may also have ideas about what you need to change that are not based on your test results. Don't second guess something that you need to work on by deciding that you cannot change it. Suspend judgment about what you can or cannot accomplish. Just write down the changes that you suspect or know would make your body image and life better. Each section of the help sheet has room for three needs for change. If you want to list more, use the margins on your own notebook or your own notebook. Do you remember Emily, whom you met at the beginning of this chapter? Here are a few examples from her needs to change help sheet. I need to stop loathing my lower body. I need fewer self-critical thoughts about my weight. I need to allow myself to have positive thoughts about what I like about my looks. I need to become more comfortable with my looks at social events, example, at the pool. I need to be able to look in the mirror and not get upset. I need to spend less time trying to decide what to wear before going out. I need to quit comparing myself to every good-looking woman I see, especially those in the beauty magazines. I need to eat healthy instead of doing dumb diets. I need to quit jockeying for the back row in aerobics class. Here are excerpts from Andrew's needs list. I need to stop being so angry at myself for my hair loss. I need to quit hiding under my baseball cap, though it scares me to think about that. I need to accept the fact that I'm not a muscle man and the reality is that I never will be. I need to spend less time criticizing myself when I'm looking in the mirror. I need to give myself credit for the fact that I work out regularly and that I'm in good shape. I need to stop thinking that women consider me boring because of my looks. I need to appreciate that I have nice skin, an attractive beard, and I dress really well. I need to be friendlier to muscular guys. It's not their fault they are built differently than I am. I need to socialize more and stop using my looks as an excuse for staying home. I need to recognize that all single women aren't going to reject me for my looks and that the ones who do aren't women I ultimately want to be with anyway. What are some of the things that Caitlin says she needs to change? Here they are. As hard as it is to do, I need to accept that I look different now. I need to work on that. I need to stop looking at old photos because they always upset me. I need to quit trying to make my scars invisible because they aren't and never will be. I really, really need to get comfortable with other people looking at me. I need to smile more because everybody is more attractive when they smile. I need to figure out what to say to people who seem bothered with my scars. I need to quit thinking that my husband and kids are ashamed of me because I know that I'm a terrific wife and mom and that they really love me. I need to realize that my appearance doesn't have to prevent me from having fun unless I let that happen. Help sheet for change, my needs for change. Physical characteristics I need to accept more. Negative body image thoughts that I need to reduce or eliminate. Situations I really need to feel comfortable with.
beliefs, and behaviors I need to change to be less invested in my appearance for my self-worth. Ways that I cope with my body image difficulties that I need to change. The consequences or effects of my body image difficulties I especially want and need to change. Final words of encouragement. Each of the following chapters of the Body Image Workbook is chock full of opportunities to discover additional assets and liabilities affecting your body image. And always, after you learn what's wrong, you'll learn how to make it better. This detailed discovery of what's risky or problematic with your body image can leave you feeling as though you're at the bottom of the mountain that you'll never be able to climb. I understand. This is a natural human feeling. A journey is often hardest at its start. Realize that the climb isn't as steep or as treacherous as it may seem at the moment. Others have taken the same path you're about to take, and they have succeeded. You've pinpointed your difficulties and used them to identify positive directions. And you can accomplish your goals one step at a time. I commend you for completing this first important step. Onward. And so completes this chapter of the reading.